Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome into the show. I'm Jamie. That's Stoney. That's Heather. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Well, I am fantastic. Now, Larry Fitzgerald announced he's going to come back for another year with the Cardinals.
And nice.
I must admit, I don't know. I wasn't following the story closely enough because I remember when he caught that pass against the Lions, he set the all-time record for, what, receptions by a receiver for one team?
Yes.
Breaking Jerry Rice's record, I think, with the 49ers. And, you know, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, whatever you want to say. Everybody loves Larry Fitzgerald. I think we even talked about him last week. Maybe I forget if you were here or I was with Rieger, but it was like, who doesn't like Larry Fitzgerald? I mean, he's got to be one of the most liked players ever.
Yes.
In any sport.
I mean, I remember when John McCain passed away. I mean, he was one of the people giving a eulogy. I mean, everybody loved Larry Fitzgerald.
Right. So he's Hall of Famer. I'm not trying to take anything away from Larry Fitzgerald, but I saw this article on Deadspin last night, and the title of the article was, "Let's Remember Some Guys Who Threw Terrible Passes at Larry Fitzgerald." Okay? So, Stoney, I'm going to list off some quarterbacks who, you know, obviously he had a great run with Kurt Warner.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it.
Drew Stanton, right?
Okay. Oh, you want to play hot potato? Yeah, hot potato for Cardinal quarterbacks? Fitzgerald's first quarterback in the league when he got to the league was Josh McCown. Miraculously, both players are still in the league.
Yeah.
And I'll just quote Deadspin here. Although one is a Hall of Famer and the other is Josh McCown. 5 seasons later, Brian St. Pierre.
Oh, my God.
Who somehow threw for only 185 yards in a 3-game career that spanned 5 seasons. Pardon me, that spanned 8 seasons. Through his first and only career touchdown pass caught by Fitzgerald.
Brian St. Pierre, didn't he go to like Boston College?
I believe he did. And for some reason, I remember him starting his career with the Pittsburgh Steelers and playing at Ford Field in a preseason game
him with
against
the
Lions. Maybe, okay, I could be totally wrong. Okay. In 2012, Patriot cast off Brian Hoyer, who we know well.
Still in the Patriots.
Took a break from holding a clipboard behind Tom Brady to head to Arizona. He threw 2 interceptions in almost 2 full games, then was released. Here are some of the other guys who have had the privilege of throwing to Fitzgerald. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Sean King.
Oh.
John.
Lion killer.
John Navarre.
Oh, Gov's favorite quarterback of all time.
Matt Leinart. Okay. Tim Rattay.
Oh, from Louisville, right?
The great Max Hall.
Who?
Max Hall from BYU.
Oh, God.
John Skelton. Rich Bartell.
I never heard of Rich Bartell.
In my life.
John Skelton, I heard of.
Yeah. Kevin Cobb.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
K-O-L-B Cobb.
Because the Eagles traded him to Arizona, if I'm not mistaken.
When we actually thought he might be okay.
Yes.
Ryan Lindley, who beat the Lions, I believe. Drew Stanton. Yes, you mentioned him, Stoney. Blaine Gabbert. Sam Bradford. And most recently, Josh Rosen. There was also Derek Anderson, who was so bad that he was replaced by Max Hall, who was also bad. In his 15 seasons, Fitzgerald has caught passes from 19 different quarterbacks.
Okay. That's not that Well, yeah, I guess it is.
No, but to be as bad as those guys are.
Right, but none of them were any good except really for Kurt Warner.
Now, think about this. Fitzgerald, I don't think anybody is going to sit here and say that Larry Fitzgerald is the greatest receiver in the history of the professional football. In fact, some people will say that Calvin's better than Larry Fitzgerald, even though he didn't do as much because he didn't play as long.
Correct.
Jerry Rice goes down as the greatest receiver of all time. Not much debate about that, right?
Yes.
What if Fitzgerald played for the 49ers with Steve Young, Joe Montana et al.? Wouldn't he be the greatest wide receiver of all time?
Larry Fitzgerald?
Yeah.
Probably.
Probably. Do you want me to list off those guys again?
Yeah, I know.
So it got us to thinking, or it got me to thinking, who are guys in sports where you know or you're confident that you say, if he played for a different team, his career would be different or he'd be remembered differently. Again, Fitzgerald's going to the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
There's no doubt about that. But if he played with Tom Brady, if he played for that Minnesota offense that had Chris Carter and or Randy, like let's say he had Randy Moss's career playing for the Vikings, the Raiders, and the Patriots for the most part. Don't you think his numbers would be that much more galactic?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, people may scoff at this because it kind of is a knock on him, but Calvin Johnson, if he didn't play for the Lions. And that has nothing to do with that much even about Stafford. It's just mm-hmm. the whole Lion culture. I mean, you can say that probably about any good player who played with the Lions, how their career would look differently. I mean, even Barry Sanders, if he played on a much better team, he'd look, how much better would Barry Sanders have looked to people? I don't know. Maybe he would have played in a couple of Super Bowls.
He might have, but at the same time, you know, Barry Sanders did make the play. How many times did Barry make the playoffs? Five?
Three or four, I believe.
More than that. I mean, four. Okay,
91, 93, 94, 95, 97.
Okay, so
five.
And other than against the Dallas Cowboys, he did not have a particularly distinguished playoff career.
Right.
And we talked last week about myths in sports. Barry did play behind some good offensive lines. So is part of that on Barry? I don't know. I mean, you raise a good point.
Right.
I would also say, I guess the counter to that is when you're on a team as bad as the Lions were at some of those times, you become the only option, much like Fitzgerald is on the Cardinals. So some of those years that Calvin was here, like especially early in his career before Stafford kind of got on track, they had nothing except Calvin.
Right.
You know, and that in a way spoke to how great he was. But yeah, if he played, you know, with a.
What about Andre Johnson?
Andre Johnson of the Houston Texans.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't really do anything, but if he was on a really good team.
And it doesn't even have to be football. I mean, it could be other sports as well. I mean, there are other athletes. I mean, in the NBA, there are a lot of guys who either got caught behind somebody or got caught looking up at somebody. I mean, look, in golf, you know, one of the great critiques of Tiger Woods was that he didn't have a worthy competitor to the crown. Mm-hmm. That, like, he's not as good as Nicholas because he didn't have Palmer. He's not as good as Hogan because he didn't have, what, Jones? I don't know. You were watching golf at that point. I wasn't. But then the counter to that is, well, if Phil Mickelson played at any other time in golf, he would have probably 10 majors.
Probably.
But he was thwarted by Tiger Woods. So there's a lot of guys who maybe their careers would look differently if there wasn't somebody like a Michael Jordan or a Tom Brady standing in their way.
True.
All right, 248-539-9797. We're talking about Larry Fitzgerald, who is going to come back for at least one more year with the Cardinals. I wonder if Cliff Kingsbury had anything to do with that, right?
Maybe.
I mean, like he maybe wants to see what this crazy offense is going to be like, if he can put up some decent numbers, or if he really believes in Josh Rosen. Who knows? I mean, or maybe he just likes playing football.
Yeah, exactly.
And so we're kind of wondering if he played for a different team, different franchise in his career, would he be remembered differently? And he's still going to be remembered as a great player. But let's say he had the same scenario that, Antonio Brown had. He played with Roethlisberger. Because, they're roughly the same age, right? He and Roethlisberger came into the league about the same time. When did Fitz start? Pre or post Ben? Ben was 04.
03.
Yeah. Fitz was 03. Okay, so yeah. Let's just say he's the Antonio Brown to Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, he'd probably be the greatest receiver in the history of the NFL.
And you know what the other thing is? It's just forgetting about the quarterbacks. Yes, they did make it to a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But the Arizona Cardinals, not exactly on the radar usually.
No, exactly.
Whereas the Steelers is a national team.
Right.
So he would definitely have a higher profile. Here's one. You're probably going to say you're crazy.
You're crazy.
Because he actually won championships, so people knew him because he played with him. But I was thinking about if Joe Dumars was on a team that really wasn't that good,
mm-hmm.
and when he was drafted, he was more of a shooter.
Yeah.
You know, he would be one of those guys, you know, scoring title type of guys.
Yeah. Yeah, although you always wonder about those guys too, like Joe, who would he be the same player? Because a lot of times, when you're on a team like the Pistons were, you're like the perfect guy for that team.
Right.
You know, I mean, if Dumars, he could kind of be the quiet guy, the classy guy. Everybody in the league outside of Detroit hated the Pistons, but had a healthy respect or like for Joe Dumars.
Correct.
And then all of a sudden, it's kind of like Klay Thompson, right? Everyone thinking this is the summer where the Warriors might finally break up.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Klay goes somewhere else. Now, if he goes to the Lakers, he gets the same scenario where he doesn't have to be the guy. But let's say, I don't know, the Knicks or the Phoenix Suns or somebody blows him out of the water, gives him a max contract, and he goes there, where it's like, okay, Clay, and then he's putting up 25 a night on a losing team, you know? Does he have the ability to be a James Harden? Because James Harden did that move going from OKC to Houston, and he's been a superstar.
Right.
So give him credit. I don't know that Clay can do that. Do you think Joe could have done that?
Yeah, because he was such a big, great scorer in college.
Yeah.
He probably could have. All right, ticket text 97136. Dominique Wilkins. I thought of that last night when I got your email, but it seems like Dominique Wilkins is the answer to all these type of weird questions.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
Who's the greatest player who's ever won a championship? Dominique Wilkins. Who's the greatest, you know, never been in the finals? Dominique Wilkins. I mean, you know, obviously a great player.
In a way, what you're saying is if he were playing with better players around him than the players he had. But then I think it in a way it goes back and it's a bit of a slap at Dominique, because could he really have excelled in a team like system, right?
Yeah.
Would he be willing to give up some shots to play on a better team? Like, let's say,
I mean, they were a good team.
They were a good team. I mean, Kevin Willis was a good player. They had Doc Rivers.
Doc Rivers, yes.
Johnny Konkak. Johnny Contract.
Yeah.
But I mean, let's just say for the sake of argument that, like, for some reason, you know, it was like the NBA is now and where Durant goes to Golden State. What if Dominique Wilkins became a free agent and he signed a 1-year deal with the Celtics with Larry Bird?
Oh, my God.
Okay. But would he be willing to be a guy to defer to Bird, to defer to McHale? You know, I don't know.
I mean, Dominique
needs the ball.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. Shane Doan and Pat LaFontaine.
Sure.
How
would their career, you tell me, how would their careers be different?
Well, Pat LaFontaine, if he was on a team that, like, I mean, he got to the Islanders too late, really. If he was on a team that won the Stanley, if he was, like, on Edmonton when they were great, people would look at him differently.
If I was on Edmonton when they were great, I think people would look at my hockey career differently.
It's just a great, you know, a great all-around players. You know, he probably won't, I shouldn't even use the word great.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think Shane Doan qualifies.
Okay.
You'd look at him as, that's the type of player he is. A tough, you know, rugged, great team guy. But, you know, like, if he played on the Red Wings, you know, he would get more notoriety than playing all those years in Winnipeg and Phoenix. Yes.
See,
sure.
I think market does play into this a little bit. Like, I was thinking about LaDainian Tomlinson, who, you know, was a fantasy hero. People loved him. Real football fans knew he was the best player in the game for a stretch there. But if he was a running back for the Dallas Cowboys or the New York Giants.
Or if he played for the Jets his whole career rather than just at the tail end, right?
Yeah, but by then he wasn't.
I know, I'm saying,
anymore.
But if he played for his whole career.
Yeah, exactly. Would he be viewed differently? You know, it's those guys as well. Like, even like Peter Forsberg. When Forsberg played for the Avs, he was viewed at times as one of the best players in the league, in the game. But he was playing in Denver as opposed to for the Rangers or for the Blackhawks or something like that. And he was also kind of playing a little bit with Joe Sakic in kind of the shadow. Would he be different if he played somewhere else?
On Stoney's LaFontaine thing, I think what he's trying to say, maybe if he fell into the spot where Crosby went, where talent was molding and it was building, like when he had Fleury and Malkin, or if he was, instead it was Patrick Kane, it was LaFontaine with Taze.
Yeah.
He could have pulled off the same things, maybe.
Jamie and Stoney show on 97.1 The Tickets.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.